All right, here we go with Boots and Salutes on this Wednesday morning. Anything that might be crossing your mind, feel free to give us a call at 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727, and you can start things off. Good morning.
Good morning. Yesterday's paper said speed cameras are all about safety, not cash. So says our government minister. So then why redirect the money elsewhere? Oh, for are the promises and the ethics of our politicians.
Thank you for the call. Kind of sounded like what you were saying yesterday.
Well, that's right. And you know what? To me, it's a good tax. And we did have some feedback on that as well. It's among the best taxes because you don't have to pay it. If you follow the rules, you don't have to pay. It's not like they pull you over because you go in the speed limit and take your money away from you. So I get that part of it. But also when they talk about it, it's not being about the money. Well, then how come we're having all this disagreement about how the money gets spread around?
I know what you're saying.
Right.
So. All I'm saying as well is that I had an email yesterday when we were done with Boots and Salutes. And the gentleman said, Dave, for years and years and years, you've preached how it's not a cash grab, that if you don't speed, then you're not ticketed.
Right.
But I changed my tune. Well, no, I didn't change my tune. All I said is that I think that they should just promote moving the cameras from having them in static locations, move them around.
You know, I've heard this several times, and we've had callers about this as well, people hammering on the brakes when they get near the speed. I don't notice that. That in my experience, I have not had that experience where somebody in front of me just hammers on the brakes because we're getting close to the speed camera. I've had people slow down, but I slow down too.
Yep. I've had it. I've seen it happen a number of times. So,
hey, some of the other things that are, I think, of interesting conversation today. What do you think about SaskTel Center and it becoming completely smoke-free as of Saturday night? There is no designated smoking area, so you can't slip out the south doors and have yourself a dart during the second intermission anymore. It's completely non-smoking, which brings them in line with major arenas and conference centers right across Canada.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'm starting to think that if the Conservative Party is going to get split up anyway, maybe we should go with the guy with the backbone. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Morning. Yeah, I got one for our lovely government. He's all gung-ho on handguns and everything being bad, now all restricted and everything. You know, if you look at our fellow country to see where handguns are allowed to be carried and everything, the gun time, are like the amount of people killed with guns, are minimal. They still stab people, hit them with baseball bats and everything else. But they don't shoot each other, because you don't walk into a crowd where you're going to start shooting people and everybody else around you has a gun, you're going to think about doing it. It'd be really nice if they'd look at the statistics a little bit before they just try to push rules through.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, I salute that if they have that no smoke free outside the door. And I'm hoping everybody that work in the workforce place follow suit.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to put out a salute today.
Go ahead.
I'd like to salute everybody that wished me happy birthday yesterday, and I had a really great day.
Awesome. Nice. There you go.
There you go.
Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute all the ladies and gentlemen that are working at Harvest Suppers this year, and especially the one at St. Mary's that we're having on September 30th. So I'd like to salute all of them.
Oh, right on. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I want to boot the city of Saskatoon, the whole operation, the way they work. Over here on the west side, they paved the south half of Fairlight Drive a couple of weeks ago. And they were loading the paver up when the backhoe came down and chopped a hole in that brand new pavement to fix up a storm drain. Don't these departments talk to each other? I mean, that's kind of stupid. Thank you very much.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good.
Good. Say, Saskatoon's a relatively nice, clean city, but the lampposts on College Drive right up to the University Bridge are plastered with those posters that people put up, and it looks absolutely disgusting.
Thanks for the call, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd
like to boot our government in regards to the bill C-71 that's going to basically just make the firearm laws just as strict as possible. Rural Saskatchewan, you know, our farmers, our ranchers, our hunters and our sportsmen, they're not criminals. This bill is not going to do anything to get firearms out of the hands of criminals. Thank you.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I would like to boot the Saskatchewan Rough Riders for beating the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Okay. Good morning. Boots and salutes.
Good morning. With this new bridge coming up, has this city council figured something out about the speed going over the bridge, going from 60 to 50 or 50 to 70 or whatever?
That's still up for debate and discussion.
Well, what's taking so long? Like, it should be done already.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Do you guys happen to know why we're having this huge amount of smoke we have in the north end here? Like, I'm just driving up, and it's just like something's on fire, but it's just covering the whole north end here.
No, I haven't heard anything.
We have not heard.
Yeah, it's just this big bellow of smoke. It's just like something's burning somewhere, but it's huge.
Well, I can tell you it's not Sastel Center.
That's all I got. No, it's brutal. My God.
Morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, good morning. I would like to salute this beautiful morning out here at the lake. There's no wind at all. And I tell you, there's got to be 1,000 geese on the lake.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just totally nice. I just came out to dump my water and everything like that. But nobody out here but me. So I can walk outside with no clothes on.
Well, and that's how we're going to end Boots and Salutes this morning. Yeah, geez. guess what? Northern Factory Workwear, they've got you covered.
They certainly do.